Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. Hello, friends. Brian O'Leary here with you. Had a good Masters weekend. John Rahm wins. Big fan of Rahm. It was nice to see because he's taking the golf world by storm right now. And seems like partially anyway, and retribution for his treatment at the hands of the tour in 2021 when he had a 6-shot lead at the Memorial and was forced to withdraw and not earn any money for the weekend. But he came back and won the U.S. Open a couple weeks later, and then now he's won 4 tournaments so far in the calendar year. And, it's pretty awesome to see a guy with pretty humble guy, I think, for the most part, from what I've seen. But he's terribly mistreated by the tour. They're thinking there's speculation out there that he might join the LIV Tour for if there's enough money out there. And I don't know. I don't know if that's the right move. I don't think it's the right move for anybody, frankly. But, there's money out there and he could do that and throw a big middle finger to the PGA Tour for doing him dirty during that, positive or negative, whatever you call it, COVID test, and had to withdraw from the tournament, and which we found out that it didn't matter at all. Like, the whole thing is just total bunkum. And I was warning about this long ago, but, now I got a podcast I can warn people about, so expect more on that front if it ever comes up again. But we're living in a somewhat post-COVID world to some degree, and the Masters tournament, and I talk sports here and there, and I say I don't want to focus on it, and I'm not focusing on it, but I'm kind of sucked in to the whole sports. And the sports establishment, the sports leagues and all this stuff know that there's a lot of fans like me and others who have a lot of problems with how they operate, and especially over the last 3 years. But where else are you going to turn? I mean, I'm not going to turn to the LIV Tour to go watch golf. It's saw a few shots over the course of the last couple of years. It's just, I like watching CBS and NBC coverage, Golf Channel coverage of golf. I mean, they do it well, and generally better players, not always, but maybe you saw Koepka and Mickelson finish tied for second this weekend, which was interesting to say the least. And, I don't know, maybe we'll see, I don't think you'll see Phil come back on tour because he's ruffled too many feathers, but maybe Koepka, I'm not sure. It sounds like maybe feeling he might have made a bad decision, but you got to remember when he made that decision, he was pretty hemmed up and it didn't really look like he would be playing much more golf, let alone competing in golf tournaments at this level for a while. But he had surgery and he's getting around a lot better than he was. So anyway, I don't know. I like the way he plays, but you play these, you're not playing the same type of golf in 54 hole tournaments. So he faded at the end, probably to be expected, I guess. But anyway, it goes to show that I'll still tune in to the Masters, who has been a great tournament. Like, if you're ever at all interested in sports over the United States or the world, frankly, you're gonna tune into the Masters usually, at least for a little bit, and it's just wonderful to watch. I mean, there was bad weather this weekend, but it didn't seem to matter a whole lot. A couple of years ago, they had to stack rounds together on the same day to finish, and they do a great job of it usually. And but I'm gonna always be tuning in. Probably every year I'll tune into all this stuff, even how bad they screwed it up for everybody. The Masters in particular was at the forefront. They could have said screw you to the rest of the sports world and the culture and everything at large that was happening then, and say, "Look, dude, what a we're playing golf. It's outside." But they didn't. They folded just like everybody else, seemingly in the society. And you know, but I'm mad, still mad, no doubt about it. Yeah, like I'm mad at college football, and I'm mad at baseball. Pretty mad. You know, that whole 2020 season was. I just don't have words for it. It's not a championship season. I can't believe people treated it as such. The idea of 60 games and then some sort of rinky-dink structure of their schedule and the whole playoff thing. And, you know, yeah, you can play at home stadiums and then, oh, and then we got to go to neutral site. It's like, what are you doing? And it's just, it's fear in action is what it was. And we talked about cowardice and conformity in a few episodes ago. And yeah, you know, I think a lot of this stuff was frankly based on cowardice, a lot of it. Because I mean, you just take a good look at what was going on back then. And you know, it's just the overreaction was criminal. Maybe to some degree more than cowardly. I don't know. Perhaps it's both. I don't really know. And I'm never going to probably find out because that takes a whole investigation into human psychology, which I'm not particularly interested in doing at that level. I just want to move on, but it's hard to move on. You just can't move on significantly. It's not like, oh, your team lost and you just move on to the next season. No, it's like, well, there's a part of me they ripped out. And it's always going to be there or not be there, I guess. And, you know, we'll just move on in a different manner. And it's just not going to be the same. And you have the right to be upset. You have the right to be mad about the way they've, you know, I'd take it from the sports perspective, but every bit of this culture has done the same thing. The airlines, the government office, everything. Grocery stores, you name it. It's crazy. And you gotta, if they allow you to, live life as normal, once again, do so as much as possible, but you can forgive. You probably should forgive, I guess, but you don't have you don't need to forget. I guess it's kind of corny. Forgive, but don't forget. I'm not forgetting ever. And it's going to be a long time before I forgive a lot of these people and or institutions in a manner that, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? You going to move on? Yeah. Okay. Forgive them in that manner, but I'm not, if you're asking me to physically say, oh, I forgive you, airlines, for making everybody's life miserable for, I can't do that. There's been no apology for the aggressor, the person. there needs to be something, at least a acknowledgement of what happened and what they did. But there might never be. College football, baseball, National Football League, the NBA, for crying out loud. I don't know, the fruits of the NBA, we're seeing that. It's like a league not worth really watching that much anymore. I stopped really watching a whole lot when that whole bubble thing happened. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt, just trying to finish out that season. But then I can't remember, something happened in that whole thing. And it's like, no, I can't deal with you. So, I don't know. It's good to see old John Rahm win in light of all of this, I guess, is a long way of saying it. And right, we just move on. He's going to potentially set a record for number of wins in a PGA Tour season. I think the record's 6, Tiger Woods. I think there's a couple more at 5. He's already got 4 this calendar year. And, well, we'll see. We saw Tiger's approach to beating Jack Nicklaus's all-time major record, that looked pretty much handled early on in Tiger's career, but probably ain't going to happen, certainly based on what happened over the weekend. But he has made, I think, 23 straight cuts at the Masters. He got a lot of luck to make this last one, but he ended up withdrawing for whatever. We can believe him or not, but he withdrew with some health concerns, I guess it was. So I don't know. I don't got a whole lot more other than to say that to making progress still on the Natural Order podcast, which should be out relatively soon. Been working on that pretty hard today. Recorded a couple more podcasts with that today. You can go over to naturalorderpodcast.com if you want to take a look at what we're doing over there. Always go over to briandeoleary.com and you can sign up for our mailing list there right on the page. And if you can't figure out how to do that, then let us know somewhere in the comments or something on one of these podcasts, and we'll try and get you to, or just go to the Substack. Substack's a really easy way to sign up for the mailing list, which is briandeoleary.substack.com. And I got some stuff off my chest. Still a little bummed out from the whole sports thing, and I'm gonna keep watching, but it's they tore out a little part of me a number of years ago, and I'm just living with the gaping wound. It'll never heal. But anyway, thanks for tuning in, and we shall see you tomorrow. And that's it. Goodbye, friends.